Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here because it's time for a Monday trip report. We've been doing that for over 12 years. Get ready for a virtual trip down to Disney's Yacht Club Resort, club level, with a family, two adults, two teenagers. How that changes things, having teenagers in the travel party. Great meals, Trotterita El Forno on the boardwalk. We also talk about tour in the parks, a great safari over at Animal Kingdom, and much more. So stand by for that. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney adventure, support the show and get amazing service for no cost to you. Just drop by themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be planning that next Disney trip together. And I'd love to do that with you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you do that online shopping. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want a little Be Our Guest content in your week, a little more, become a patron of the show. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Photos from back in the day, discussions, polls, and a mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. So please support the show. It helps us out a lot. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1743 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. And it's, you know, it's a Monday and I got back, hopefully crossing my fingers, recording this one before we traveled. But I should have gotten back late last night from Walt Disney World. So this next week coming up is going to be full of stories and all kinds of information. Remember, I was not one who has left the house very much over the past 5 months. And then I decided to get on an airplane and go to Walt Disney World of Florida and back. So we'll see how my adjustment to real people went for 5 days. And it should be fun. And we'll talk about our favorite things in the next week. But right now, it's Monday. And you're here because you need a virtual trip to Walt Disney World. And that's what we're going to have. We got a good one today. I can't wait. We're talking yacht club. I love yacht clubs. We're talking yacht club. We're heading out to Eugene, Oregon, Tracktown, USA. I just learned that before we started recording. Amy's joining us. Amy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you on the show. So I got to ask you this. You call it's Tracktown. Did I get it right, Eugene?
You got it.
Okay, so everybody in the town runs around like in short shorts and sneakers all the time, right? I mean, even the church.
Especially now. It's really hot, and I live on a long road that the runners love, and not much clothing out there, and it's awesome.
I do now. My buddy William and his wife Jessica, they book with me at the Magic for Less. They're great listeners of the show. They're gigantic Beaver fans, Oregon State. Okay, so I mean, right now he's already probably turned off the show, but I gotta say, you guys always have the best uniforms in college. They're amazing because the thing is, it's like a grab bag, you know, like tune in to see the Ducks. You don't know what they're going to look like this week.
Right. And, you know, you have to, you know, as a fan, you have to support the colors. And so you get the announcement of what you're going to wear that Saturday or Friday and you're all in. And just to be fair, you know, we love the Beavers as well. And a famous line from a movie, you know, Beavers and Ducks, Ducks and Beavers. And so equal opportunity. We love both teams.
Well, you got the Apple Cup, right? That's your big game every year between the two schools.
Apple Cup.
Is that not it? No, that's Washington State. It's in your neighborhood,
okay.
Though. That's
there
right.
There you go.
I'm so messed. Yeah. I can't remember what your big game's called. It's called something in the Valley, maybe.
Well, it was called, we just had a Civil War, you know, a lot of
yes,
states.
Yes, that's it.
That
that's
terminology,
what I was thinking of.
Yep. And I think they threw that out.
Using that out anymore, yeah.
So
yeah.
We're waiting for the new,
that's true.
What they're going to call it.
That's
so
true.
We're waiting.
I forgot about all. Anyway, let's get to Disney. I could talk college football. I should do a college football show, but hey, let's talk Disney. You guys went down to Walt Disney World this past June, obviously not June of 2020,
hello. Right.
But it was June of 2019. You guys headed down. So give us the circumstances and also tell us about your family. What's the crew that traveled?
Yeah, it was just, we wanted to stay in the country. We usually hit Disneyland once a year, being on the West Coast. And we thought, well, let's make our big summer trip Disney World. And so I spent about 9 months planning it. And since our oldest is now 17, since she was four, we've been on a Disney property at least once every year. So we're a big Disney family. I'm a huge Disney planner. You know, instead of a swear jar, I've got a Disney jar for whenever I bring it up, you know, just on my own. I have to put money in. I'll probably have to put it in about $20 today.
That's right. Well, I mean, that's how you upgrade from, you know, up to club level, is you just talk about it all the time. That's what I need to do.
Exactly. And we've never stayed club level before. This was a new experience for us, club level at the Yacht Club. And when I can't sleep, I go online and I plan Disney vacations like everybody else. And I just happened across a great deal, 4 o'clock in the morning, a price I had never seen before. I'm like, we're doing it. We're pulling the plug. We're going club. And best decision ever. Won't be able to do it every single time, of course. You know, it's a special treat, but it worked out really well.
And that's so cool to hear. That, you know, I think it's funny because there's so many people that are either jogging right now or speaking of Trek Town or just, you know, doing the dishes or walking the dog, what have you, riding in the car. And I'm sure folks are nodding along because as Disney fans, a lot of us, well, the folks that don't get it totally don't get it. But I mean, it is kind of therapeutic just to go through and explore options. And it's cool that you found something that worked out and then you could, you know, take action on it and you planned out a great vacation.
Oh, right. Just to have that and to build on that and to find out things that I didn't even know existed related to staying on club level was really the fortunate thing. And it, I had mentioned earlier when we were emailing that, you know, we have teenagers now and, you know, their sleep patterns are so different and staying on club level let us, and I don't know if they still do it, but at the time we were able to purchase some fast passes, additional fast passes because of the club level. And when we did that, we were able to even more finely tune our day to the point where we could let the, we could sleep in. We didn't have to get up at 5 to be out the door at 6 because we, I know that's that ain't happening.
And for those folks who don't have, not had teenagers yet, or like, you know, your kids are like 5 and 2. I'm just telling you, you could, the earth could, like, you know, shake, and they're not getting out of bed until 10 o'clock. It's kind of like Ricky, really. She's like a teenager and like a almost 40-year-old body, but it's crazy. I'm telling you, but you're right. I mean, that gives you that locked in guarantee. Like, we're going to have these 6 experiences each day.
Right.
Regardless, you know, we're not bound to that. But I'm a morning person, so I get it. But I mean, and you might be too, but I mean, when you have kids, you're kind of at their sky. Or, I mean, the good news is at that age, 16 and 14, I believe they were, it says in the notes when you guys traveled.
Yeah.
You could almost like escape and say, meet us up at 10 or 11 at the parks. I mean, it just depends how comfortable they are. Like, my kids have been there enough. Well, my kids are older too, 23 and 12. I don't know, the 12-year-old. I don't know. How do you feel about that? Would you like at that age, let them, you know, take off and have them meet up?
You know, I thought this was going to be the Disney trip where we did that. I thought this was going to be the time where we're staying by Epcot. I had all these fantasies about my husband and I getting some drinks and, you know, being romantic in Epcot. Not romantic, but you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Spending some time together.
No, I get it. I mean, no, I'm picturing the like planning video, like with a, you know, like some fancy coffee, like in the France Pavilion. Yes. And then you just walk back to the Yacht Club. I mean, that's what you see on the videos. That's why I'm laughing, because I picture that stuff in my head every time. And I was like, when I get there, it's like my feet hurt. I'm exhausted and I'm hot. You know, forget that.
Well, we couldn't shake our kids. You know, we tried. We told them, hey, you guys want to go that way? We'll go that way. And nope, couldn't shake them. They still wanted to hang out. I mean, bless them, right? They still wanted to hang out with us, have a good time. So we really didn't spend any time without them, which it's fine. But it was, you know, like you said, they were able to sleep in, they were refreshed. They, you know, they're in a great mood and we just had to kind of adjust. This was the big Disney trip where we had to adjust and the adjustments went well.
if you only knew how much you would have to adjust in 2020. I keep telling myself that. I thought like one ride going down without a fast pass was a big deal in 2019. If I'd only known.
Right.
It's crazy.
So different.
Now, so you guys stayed previously, because this was your third time to Walt Disney World. You guys are frequent travelers to Disneyland. You've stayed at the Contemporary and the Polynesian, so both on the monorail loop next to the Magic Kingdom. This time you went over to Yacht Club. So tell us about the resort experience, the room, how it worked out for you guys, compared to being in that, you know, Magic Kingdom loop area too.
Yeah, it was, the club level was great. The rooms were great. The facilities, beautiful. The pool, you know, the humongous pool, great. We loved being in that area. And I think we loved it so much that we'll stay in that area again if we go back, when we go back. There's just something about being able to walk to Epcot, like run into Epcot for like, I feel like a macaron. Let's run into Epcot.
It's dangerous. You can exactly. You're way too close to too many good pastries in France. It's scary.
It is scary, but it's so wonderful. I mean, because I feel like we've tried out all three of the big transportation ideas. You know, we walked to the Magic Kingdom from the Contemporary, which was great. We had the transportation center over by the Polynesian. That was great too. I still, having teenagers and being more like, my daughter loves Epcot. I love Epcot. We all love Hollywood Studios. So being able to walk to those two parks, just priceless.
And people that don't, that have never stayed at one of those resorts in the Epcot, in the Crescent Lake area there, you know, you think, oh man, I'm on vacation. The last thing I want to do is walk. But the, you know, and Epcot's super close. The studios is a little bit more of a walk, but it's about 10 minutes. And when you think of it in the overall scheme of things, you're going to walk a lot anyway during the day. Now, if it's like July and super, and you're going at noon, it's probably not a pleasant experience, but sunrise or like early in the morning, you know, the boats are on the water, there's ducks, you know, you see the wildlife, and it's just, you don't have to deal with the hassle that transportation can be, because it can be hit or miss with buses and boats and all that. You just take that all the equation, you know, I will be there in 10 minutes. It's guaranteed if you're walking. So unless you're walking with like toddlers, but you're right. I mean, I think everybody should give that a shot, because there's something to be said for, you have a different level of control, and you're not dependent on anything else. You know, it's like, I know I will be back in my room in 20 minutes. It's nice.
So true. And then you also have the, you know, the ability to walk up and down the properties that are so close together and enjoy the restaurants and enjoy, you know, everything that those other spots have to, you know, have to offer. I want to offer you my condolences on Ample Hills.
It's not... I can't. I'm going to make a list here. Like Taco Bell changed their menu. Ample Hills went out of business. I lost one of my favorite TV shows. It's just, I wake up. Like I took a nap one day, and like three bad things happened in like an hour and a half that I fell asleep in the afternoon, like on some Saturday. I'm like, I can't even go to sleep in 2020 because the stuff's dropping like flies. So.
Just saying. Man, I felt so bad when I saw that come up. I'm like, oh, Mike, I felt so bad for
you. Had you been to Ample Hills? Is it one of the places you enjoyed?
That was, so our tradition on the night that we fly, because of the direction we come, we always land, get our bags, throw our bags in the room, and we always head to a lounge for dinner.
Good idea.
And so we had a great first night dinner at the Cruise Cup.
Yes.
And in the Cruise Cup.
They have a great burger and fries. Just simple, but it's so good. Just a burger and fries.
So good. We had the sliders. We had the pretzel. We had the drinks. We had the hot dog. Anyway, and then, of course, we were saving. I said, no dessert here, because we are going straight to Ample Hills.
Oh, well. And then somebody was really, really funny, because you should have seen my inbox the day that was announced. I got an inbox email from probably her messages on Twitter, texts, probably 100 of them, which everybody's thinking of me. So I appreciate that. But then somebody sent me a picture of the exterior of Ample Hills with the Taco Bell sign that they're going to turn into a Taco Bell. So I was like, yeah, you're really funny there. You're cute. Anyway, I can't remember whoever did that. I know you're listening, so thank you. That was hilarious.
Who they are.
So it is convenient. Now, the thing about Yacht Club and Beach Club, because they're kind of sister resorts, very similar to each other, but Yacht Club has the refurbished rooms, which Beach Club at this point does not. And I prefer, room-wise, Yacht Club. I think those rooms are sharp.
They are sharp. The hardwood floors, I'm a big fan. They just seem cleaner. We've seen a lot of interior Disney. We always stay at the Grand California when we go to Disneyland. We've stayed at, you know, the Disneyland Resort once. And, you know, Yacht Club, it's going to be hard to beat. That is just it's a comforting property. It's easy.
It is. And my wife, I remember when my kids were younger, I can't remember why we were over there. I think we went to Beaches and Cream one night. You know, we went to Epcot and we were just having a late dinner at Beaches and Cream. And we walked, I think I needed batteries or something for the old digital, this is how long ago, it was the digital camera. You know, like when you actually had a separate camera.
Yes.
I was like, I need batteries. So I got to find the gift shop. So we went into the Beach Club and for some reason it wasn't open. We went over to the Yacht Club and theirs was. My wife said, I don't think they allow kids in the Yacht Club because it's like, it's darker and it's quieter. Because the Beach Club is, I mean, it's kind of more energy to it. Yacht Club's more subdued, but I mean, it's, all families can stay there. And I really encourage everybody to check it out. And like you said, you walk out to Stormalong Bay, you got a mini water park at your disposal. Do you guys get to spend some time there? I mean, it's a good time of year to swim.
Yeah. In fact, the big morning that we actually decided not to spend a morning in the park and sleep in and just kind of see where the day takes us, we did end up in the pools and just, you know, enjoying it and being really lazy. They weren't crowded at all. We were there, you know, summertime and we weren't bumping into people. It was great. It was a great time to be in the pool and to enjoy the entire facility. It was wonderful.
So let's talk about the parks here for a little bit because your kids are, you know, it's one of those things I always get the question, you know, my kids are teenagers. Yours were 16 and 14 at the time. It's always like, well, you know, is that time to step up to go to Universal? Is Disney have enough for kids of that age? Because typically they're looking for more thrill attractions. They're kind of in that, you know, my daughter's 12, same kind of the same thing. You know, she's all in on Disney, though. Obviously she has to be or else she'd be out of the family. Your kids sound like maybe that's the same case for them, but what hits home with them in the parks? Like, what do they like and you guys enjoy as a family as far as in-park experiences?
Well, we are a big roller coaster family. So we joke that we're okay with riding a roller coaster at 7 a.m., you know, five times in a row before a line forms. Like, which I guess on an empty stomach, that's the right time to do something.
100%.
Like
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And at the end of the day, I've learned, you know, as I get older, at the end of the day, man, I'm already sore from just walking around the park all day. And then to put me in Space Mountain, and it's like, you just call 911 to get me out. That's it.
Right. So we really, you know, we enjoy getting our thrills in early. It fits with our family. You know, there's not a single ride that we won't do together. My son is 6'2", and so, you know, some rides are getting a little uncomfortable. We did laugh when we saw him in the Space Mountain rocket capsule.
I'm 6'3".
You too.
Tell my past.
Knees are up here.
Yes, totally. I tell him I feel his pain. Yes.
Yeah. So that's starting to get a little uncomfortable for him. But I got to say though, there's one ride where I can't do Soarin', man.
Oh, man, that's a great ride. There's things I can't do, but it's because of motion. Is it because of motion that gets you?
No, it's how it's, I think it's the height, knowing how, like if you're in the front row, you get swung up pretty high.
Yeah.
I've been known to, the last time I tried to do Soarin', I unclicked and walked out right at the last minute. I'm sure a cast member gasped at seeing a person walking through when I did, but I was like, out of here, can't do it.
But you fly across the country in an airplane, which goes 35,000 feet, 40,000 feet, right? And you're going up 40.
Stuff, but I can't. So anyway, I was a little nervous about a flight of passage. I was a little nervous. And I had done, you know, hours and hours of research about how to get on that ride because I saw how it was constructed, how it was built. And I thought, just my luck, I'll be at the top of the building in one of those crazy things. I took Dramamine. I squinted my eyes through the ride. We all got through it. We loved it. It was amazing. We rode it a couple more times. So
there you go. There you go. Now, how was the weather and the crowds when you guys were there? Because, of course, who knows moving forward? I've said this for years. We've been doing this for 12 years, so I've been saying it for years, you know, so that if you went in 2018 summer, you'd pretty much know what it was going to be like in 20. Who knows what it's going to be like in the next couple of years. But did you guys typically have nice weather in June? Was it too hot for you because it's warmer in Florida that time of year? And what about the crowds?
Crowds were fine. But we've always gone to we don't pull the kids out of school. So we've always gone to Disney World in either August, June is what we've done. So we've been there in Florida in, you know, the hottest times of the year, really. And we just, you know, we're just up for it. Like nothing, no, you can't rain our parade. You know, we're just going to go for it. We don't care how hot it is, how rainy it is. It's just, we're in. We've made it all the way to that side of the country. It's a big deal, you know, for us to get there. So it doesn't matter what's going on. Smiles are on. We're doing it. So it was hot. It was really hot. We've got lots of pictures of just covered. And we look miserable, but we are having a good time.
That's what I think my pictures. I think that's what my pictures are going to look like from this past week. Miserable, but I was having a blast with the mask on and probably sweat pouring down and the mask all gross wet. I don't know. We'll see. Everybody's seen it by now. But I'm going to have the thing is, like I kept telling Mallory, I said, I'm not going to smile for any pictures this trip because you'll never know. But she says, you can tell in your eyes, Dad. And so, and when I'm in a Disney destination, I have to smile. It's my happy place. So,
smile with your eyes. I agree 100%.
she's all about that, you know, so she'll take care of it. Now, you guys had, which you mentioned was canceled due to weather. We were talking about weather. You guys had a special experience planned of doing one of the, I did it three times before Illuminations went away, an Illuminations cruise. So, I'm sure that was something everybody is really looking forward to, getting on that pontoon, being up close, and of course, Illuminations going away. It's kind of a bummer that happened.
Yeah, it was right toward the end of the run, and I thought, man, if we can sneak in something. Well, every Disney trip, I try to plan one sort of really special event or a moment or whatever, and I try not to talk too much about it with the kids so that it's more of a kind of surprise to them more than anything else. And so booking the boat to go out and watch Illuminations and have that sort of boat tour and enjoy the fireworks and take our food from Epcot on the boat with us. That was, we were all pretty excited about it. And then, you know, the rain came or the storm came.
Dang.
And the skipper called us, our captain. Hey, this is Captain. I can't remember his name. But, you know, I had a nice conversation. And since we were right there at the yacht club, my daughter and I, we walked down and stood on the pier and talked to all the captains who were benched for the night and commiserated with all the other families.
You guys should have commandeered your own boat, like, you know, kind of like vacation. You should have got a fake gun or something or just pulled your hand like this and be like, look, buddy, Captain Mike, we're going to see Illuminations. Get in.
This boat's leaving. That's with you or without you.
Could have taken a backup, Captain. Sounds like you had a bunch of them there to spare.
Totally. They wouldn't have missed ours. Come on, let's go. We don't even know if Illuminations happened that night. I mean, they canceled the boats. We stayed in that night. But the thing I forgot to mention was that we pivoted. We were talking to the concierge on our floor. And we started talking about villains night out, villains.
The villains after dark. Yep.
Villains after dark. And so since the boat was canceled and that was kind of our special, you know, moment, we made villains we bought villains tickets and we made that our special moment. And we went to that a couple nights later.
That feels like so long ago to talk about that experience. We don't even have regular fireworks right now, but was it, because this is something that you didn't plan for. Like you said, you pivoted last minute, didn't have expectations for, obviously. Mm-mm. So what'd you think of that event? If they bring that back, a lot of people are curious.
I thought it was amazing. We also had a couple of relatives who live in Florida join us for this part of the trip. And so they came with us as well. I guess my advice would be, if you're going to do something that keeps you up really late at night, maybe do it more in the beginning of your trip. Mm-hmm. And this was, our villains was toward the end of our trip. We'd already put in about 5 days of park time. our feet were a little, they were barking a little bit around midnight. And to get the full experience, I mean, I wish I would have had a little bit more gas in my tank at that point. But the event itself was so glad we did it. I mean, the parade, the music, the show, the overlays on the castle, just being on the rides late at night. I mean, you kind of feel, I mean, it was villains and you kind of feel kind of sneaky and sort of...
It's almost like it's almost like a pre, because it's a summertime thing. It was like a pre Halloween party ish to me. To me, that's what kind of felt like. You know, you have that kind of feel,
right? Kind of Halloween. And my daughter just loved being on pirates, riding pirates, because of the the humans, the real life humans that are now part of this experience, part of the ride, and you don't know when they're gonna, you know, interact with you, but they do. And so, yeah, it was amazing.
That's so cool. Yeah. And I'm sure eventually we'll get back to having events like that. And, but you mentioned like how you schedule something like that during the trip can matter how much you enjoy the experience. But like you said, you had an Illuminations cruise. Now that would be something great for the end of the trip, because that is the most relaxing night. You know, you're sitting on a boat, you're getting taken around Crescent Lake, and then you end up in World Showcase Lagoon to watch fireworks with a soda in your hand. I mean, it's a great thing for when you've kind of gone hard for 4 or 5 days. It's a good pivot though. So the concierge picked up that you guys wanted to do something special and offered that up. That's a good person.
Yeah, you know, they had the flyers kind of on the desk, and, you know, we're just kind of chatting, and you know, it just kind of rose to the surface. So it was meant to be. It was great.
Nice. Okay, let's talk dining now, because everybody wants to hear about it. We made it 25 minutes in. So there we have that. So what were some of your best meals, and what did let me ask you this too, before we get too far into the dining, how much impact do your kids have in the planning of this? Like dining reservations, pre-trip, park days, do they just leave it to you and just like, okay, man, point me to the plane and just let's go have fun? Or are they in on it? Cause some are, some aren't.
Well, my husband and my son they're in, once they get there, they're in 110%. So I don't want you to think that we're dragging them through this experience. They know the planner's going to present wonderful product.
Planner's going to
plan. Everything's going
to
be great. That's,
you know, that's how my wife is. She doesn't go on any boards. She just never listened to a podcast, this one or others. She just doesn't do that. But she loves her time there. But she's just like, what time's the flight? Okay, I'll pack everything. You know, are we doing any fancy meals? Do I need to take anything nice? And she's happy as a clam the whole trip. She doesn't need to know all the details. You know, she just wants to go down and have a good time. And that's great for it. You know, that makes it easier on the planner, like yourself and like myself, because then I don't have too many cooks in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Because that can be an issue too.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I do think it's great that they give me the gift of being able to do all the planning and go along with it and have the confidence that it's all going to turn out great. My daughter and I do like to exchange a lot of pictures of food. And so there's a plan to the treats. Let's just say that. So there are certain things some pictures that get exchanged of things that we definitely want to try that get, you know, put at the top of the list. But I'd have to say our two favorite meals are kind of our bookend meals. So our first meal at Cruise Cup was great.
Yes.
And the quality, the taste, I mean, the atmosphere, it was wonderful. And then our last meal, which was a character meal, which was the Bon Voyage.
Yep. Trattoria El Forno.
Yeah.
Yes, on the boardwalk.
On the boardwalk, the brunch. Yeah. So that was our final meal. And it was our only character meal. And sure, we didn't have anybody young at the... It was mostly just a bunch of 50-year-olds and a couple of teenagers. And the food was amazing. I highly recommend it. The restaurant is great. The characters were just on point. We were all laughing, all having a great time. And so if you're looking for a character meal that everyone of all ages will enjoy and have amazing food, that would be at the top of my list.
Let me ask you too, real quick, while we're on the food subject, and my daughter's doing the exact same thing. She's been doing it to me for like 3 weeks before the trip, is that she's finding all the like things she wants to have. And her biggest, she keeps sending me texts and messages about, She wants to get those cake pops that are dipped in the liquid nitrogen at the Food and Wine Festival. So it's the same thing. Like, she's like, we got to go get those. I'm like, well, that's cool. You know, you don't have to tell me to go eat a cake pop. I mean, dip it in whatever. The thing, it's chocolate, I'll be good. So, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. And it's fun when the kids do that with you, because it's like you have something to get excited, you know, mutually about. And that makes me excited that she gets into that. And I love the idea of the character meal at the end of the trip. I love the idea, you know, you mentioned like with the villains thing, how you wish you had a little bit more gas in the tank early. But I also kind of think with something like a big dinner, or like you said, with the cruise, to have something to kind of look forward to, because otherwise, if you don't have kind of some special, like your favorite park on the last day, it doesn't have to be anything expensive, but, you know, save something, you know, favorite meal. The end of the trip's hard enough on Disney fans, but at least it's good to have another trip planned before you leave. But also, on the last day, have something that you haven't done the entire trip that you've been looking forward to. So it's not just like, oh my gosh, we have to go home. I think that's a great call. You know, have a good meal, something like that at the end.
Couldn't agree with you more. There's nothing sadder than leaving Disney and all you've got on deck is to pack.
Yeah.
And get in the car. So we did. Although I do have to, if it's okay, we had one experience that my daughter will kill me if I don't talk about
it. That's what this is all about. Go for it. Yeah, I love this. Go ahead.
Okay. It wasn't something that we thought was going to happen. We were in Animal Kingdom. We had a few extra moments before a fast pass, and the Kilimanjaro Safari did not have a wait. And it was still very early in the morning. It was between 8 and 8:30. And we'd been on the ride before, previous trips, so we knew what we were getting into. So we thought, oh, it's relaxing. Let's just hop on and see what we can see. Turns out, first, and I want to give a big shout out to Justin, who was the driver of our Jeep. We started out, and all the animals were out. They were just out. It was a great morning. And he's talking, and we get close to the lions, and he was kind of stern with us. He's like, everybody quiet. Not in a super nice voice. He really wanted us to hear what was going on. And we heard the lions roaring. And then he drove by and we saw lions roaring. And he told us later in the trip, he had been driving for 3 years and had only heard a lion roar one other time.
Oh, wow.
So he wanted us to hear the lions roar. And that wasn't the only thing. We also got into the giraffe area, and the giraffes just surrounded our Jeep. And they wouldn't let us leave. It was just giraffes everywhere. And there were juveniles running who were less than 6 months old. They were just running right past us. And they were so close. And I'm looking at my daughter and our minds are blowing because we didn't expect this. And we just feel like we had the best safari ride ever.
And, you know, something like that's such a crapshoot, because sometimes you don't see hardly any animals, but then you have one like that. And, you know, I think I look back on my trips and it seems like every time we go down, something like that happens, whether it is an opportunity where, you know, I didn't think I was, you know, tried for an ADR forever for this restaurant. And then we walk up to it and like, yeah, come in 15 minutes. Yeah. It's like, well, I've been trying for 6 months to get in here. And you know what happens? You get a great safari, you get a great interaction with a cast member. I do think this about those kind of stories, though. Mm-hmm. I think it's what the guest mindset is. You know, I think some people go down and they're just like, you know, Disney has to pour the magic onto me and give me the extras. And, you know, I got to have this special treatment, where I go down and I know what I'm getting myself into, you know, my hotel, my theme park visits, you know, my dining and stuff. But I try to make my interactions with all the cast members very pleasant, because I appreciate them. You know, I go in smiling all the time. So I think, you know, when good stuff like that happens, good people, it makes me so happy, because I think it is about the attitude. You know, you got to have that good attitude and things will come back to you.
Yeah, we don't travel anywhere with expectations of, you know, red carpet or special things happening to us. And so when something like that does happen, that's going to be a memory that will be with us forever. Especially my daughter and myself, we were sitting next to each other. I mean, we don't cry very often, but I had dust in my eyes.
Yeah. So you mean, you're in a Jeep. I drive a Jeep myself, you know, with no top and no doors. I mean, stuff flies in your eyes all the time.
Yeah,
can't help it.
Yeah.
You know what? A good lesson, though. Sometimes the most unexpected things become the best parts of the trip. You got to remember that.
Absolutely. 100%. Couldn't agree more.
All right. So real quick, one other thing that we can't do right now, but I'm sure these are coming back because There's a bunch of these little dudes, if you're watching the video, sitting around property. They're called minivans, and you guys became a fan of the minivan. So tell us about that.
Huge fan. Since we, given where we were at the yacht club, we just decided we were going to try minivans. We were going to use them, you know, call them up to get over to Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom. And toward the end of the week, we were a party of six because we had our Florida relatives with us, our uncles, and they joined in. And the system is just, it was perfect. It was flawless. It was not difficult at all to call up a minivan. You know, the app made it so simple. Just the saving, time is money, money's time, and, you know, to not have to go bus, you know, something else to get somewhere, to just hop in a minivan and 20 minutes you're there. But the best thing about the minivans, and I had mentioned this, is it's the cast member. It's the person who's driving the minivan. We laughed so hard because every time we get in a minivan, it was, we want to find out everything we can about this person. And they, once they figured that out, once the cast member's like, oh, it's all about me, boom, it was a free flow of information. And it's almost like when you're driving and your teens are in the back and they're talking and they forget that you're in front and there's no glass between you. And the minivan drivers, they hear all of that all day long. They have the best stories. If you ask them, what's the worst thing you heard? What's the best thing you heard? They have those stories come straight and they'll share them with you because I think oftentimes they're shocked that people in the car want to get to know them for that 20-minute ride. It was the best. It was the best part.
I agree too. And yeah, at first I was wondering because we were down there when the minivans launched the very first time. Like we saw them during our trip, it was a few summers back, and they were free the whole time because they were, you know, beta testing them. They're only at a couple resorts and they were, you couldn't order them. It's just first come. If you happen to be standing there and one pulled in, you could take it. And so we made that a huge game. The Gardner family and my family were like, we're camping out because we got to ride a minivan. And we did. But the thing I found over the past couple of years of using them here and there to fill in, you know, in little gaps there during your trip is that the cast members, the people who drive these minivans are so pleasant, but also it's kind of interesting because it seems like every person I've talked to has had really interesting roles in other parts of the company. So when you ask them about, okay, you're driving the minivan right now, have you done anything else for Disney? And, you know, somebody will be like, yeah, I was an engineer, you know, it's so funny because they have all these stories. It's, the bus drivers kind of do this on a different scale. It's kind of a joke. Like if you hear something that's probably not true, it probably came from a Walt Disney World bus driver, but you have this really like one-on-one interaction with these minivan drivers for like 15, 20 minutes. You're getting where you're going. And it's super interesting. Like I'm the same way. Like I'm trying to get all the, like, okay, you were an engineer. Tell me what project you work on. Like what's going on? You know, tell me about Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster. You know anything about that? You know, I'm like, well, I feel bad because I'm like hitting them for it, but they love it because I think they get a chance to really, you know, express themselves for a little bit.
Right. I think that's exactly it. The theme is this is not their first gig with Disney. And so to hear all the different, you know, places that they've, you know, been a cast member is amazing. We had one gentleman who, you know, was a singer and a dancer. And so that made
sing for me.
He still has his pipes. He sounds great. You know, it's just, it is. And to know and to figure out where people are from and how long they've worked for Disney and, you know, what brought them to Disney. I mean, those, it's so interesting.
Oh, so great. It's been so much fun talking about this trip. I just, you know, I know that things are a lot different now than what they were back in, you know, during this trip. But it's been, I think these kind of shows are therapeutic because we are in this weird 2020 stage, but we are going to get out of this. I am very confident of that. I think we're, you know, we're one day closer. I've said that many times, one day closer to getting back to normal. And these things are going to happen again. You know, we're going to be able to have these minivan experiences and see fireworks and go to after hours events. And I think we need to keep that stuff alive and just, you know, you've been smiling for the next, you know, the last 35 minutes as we've talked about this. I'm the same way. It's made me very happy. I know many of our listeners. So, Amy, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk with us. And do you have anything on the agenda for your next Disney adventure?
Just planning and dreaming and hoping to get our family there before my daughter leaves for college.
That'll be your first one, right?
Yeah, she leaves next year.
Oh, dude, that day was rough. And Paige only went like 2 hours down the road. And we're always at Mizzou. We're football season ticket holders and everything. Holy, my wife and I cried the whole way home, and I'm like, we're not, like, we didn't expect it. It hit us like a ton of, so I'm just saying, anybody's dropping their kids off at college this fall, just be ready. It's like, you'll make it, but it's rough.
It's rough.
Yeah. You should probably get on a plane and go directly to Disney if you're, dropping your kid off. Okay, now we're going to Florida. I'm just saying. Maybe that
right. Helped.
We didn't do that. All right, Amy, thanks again. I appreciate it. And you guys stay safe and good talking to you out in Oregon.
Thanks.
All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Support this podcast, get great service, and we'll hook you up with that next Disney adventure, whether it's Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Adventures by Disney, and my favorite, Disney Cruise Line. It'll be sailing soon. Check out all the great services they offer over at themagicforless.com. Fill out that free, no-obligation quote form. And if you mention the show, an agent named Mike Rahman will be working with you. So let's do it. Check it out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, if you want a little extra content during the week, Patreon, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. We have polls, we have discussions, we have photos from back in the day, media events and podcast cruises and all kinds of stuff. And a mini podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. It's not much. It's just stories of growing up here in Missouri, but it's something. So we've talked about arcades, shopping malls, working as a DJ growing up, all kinds of stuff. So if you're into that kind of stuff and want to support the show, check it out today over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast. All my pictures and videos and all that stuff from this past week down at Walt Disney World are on my social media at brguestmike on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, facebook.com/brguestpodcast. And also give us a follow on YouTube as we go live there a few times a week. youtube.com/brguestpodcast. All right, time to get out of here and get back to work. I know it's a shame, but we got to work to get to have fun later. So for Amy, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.